Jose Teixeira, Fretilin parliamentarian, claims Australian media bias against the Fretilin party after Australian press reports that a demonstration against John Howard last week was organised by the Fretilin party.
Hello, good morning, Mike.
Could you describe the protest against John Howard and what really happened there?
Well, I didn't see the protest. I was nowhere near it. We certainly had heard reports that some young people, predominantly young people, had at the airport near the entrance to the VIP lounge where our very important persons visitors arrived, had unfurled a banner with some remarks across it, which expressed their resentment for what they perceived from Prime Minister Howard's lightning visit to Timor to be during a period when there was still debate about who the president would appoint as the Prime Minister and therefore form the government, which is the principal executive of the country. They perceived it to be, given the background appearance of some description, they saw no other reason for there to be a trip of that description. Now, that had nothing to do with a formal Fretilin party organisation. And I think the reports in the Australian media immediately assuming that are totally out of, as far as we're concerned, out of left field and certainly inappropriate. And that's why we put out the statement for what we said.
It's not the first time, I think, that Fretilin claims that the Australian media has misreported events in East Timor, I believe.
Well, it's not. We believe, particularly during the period of the last crisis, that the media, were the carriers of a particular line of attack that I believe emanated from interests in Australia aimed at Dr. Alkatiri, specifically at Dr. Alkatiri, as a matter of fact. Not so much against the Fretilin government, but at Dr. Alkatiri, Secretary General at the time and Prime Minister from Fretilin. And quite persistently, they endeavoured to do this during the two rounds of the presidential election. We didn't see so much of it during the current general elections, but the tendency has always to blame any violence, for example, on Fretilin. I think there's a number of reasons why that happens. I think there are quite a number of reporters, particularly Australian reporters, who report here who have a particular penchant for following that bias. Now, that might have a lot to do with the people that they speak to, the comments that they seek from people, and if they seek comments from the Australian diplomatic mission, the Australian embassy in Dili, from my own personal knowledge, the knowledge of these people and my own encounters with them, it's highly likely that they're going to get an anti-Fretilin bias. It could also be with the type of other expatriate people that they mix with here. They have that bias. That is, I think, reflected in the reporting that comes across.
Mm-hmm. And are there any good reporters there, Jose? Do you think there some Australian reporters might be, or media commentators might be better than others?
Well, there are, and I won't signal any of them particularly in case they become the subject of persecution, as some of those good reporters have attempted to uncover the truth. I think any name that I mention, any person that I mention, people may well start to tag them and use the basis of my comments as being pro-Fretilin, and that's all part of that line of attack. So, there are definitely, I can think of at least three or four of the Australian reporters and journalists who do come here, and I think there are another two that are fairly open-minded, but the editors and the management back in Australia don't permit the full substance of the reports that they filed, and they certainly get edited. So that's how I would respond to that question. But there are some that are committed to, that now almost defunct art of journalism, which is the pursuit of truth.
Okay, yeah, and goes right back, I think, to the notorious Four Corners program in June last year, which actually led to the resignation of Dr. Alkatiri, and it was later heavily criticised. Can you just sort of go a little bit into the background of that, and possibly were there incidents of Australian media bias before that Four Corners program?
Yes. Well, look, I think I can talk about that at the moment because I don't think it's gone, formal proceedings have been issued yet, because Dr. Alkatiri did intend to issue legal proceedings against a number of people, including the reporters involved. So I hope I'm not speaking when I shouldn't be because of a matter which is sub judice. But just speaking from general facts and my own facts on the case, as I recall them. I think prior to the Four Corners issue, we saw in July of 2005, when I visited, together with on a state visit by former President Guzmão, we visited Australia. The day we were in Sydney, and I think it was the day we had met Prime Minister John Howard, President Guzmão met President Howard, a story appeared in The Australian, run by an old Timor journalist who had been there during the Indonesian period, a fellow by the name of Mark Dodd. The story that ran, which was totally, totally biased, and endeavoured to create the perception that somehow Prime Minister Alkatiri, as he then was involved in some sort of illegal gun running, and it was in relation to the acquisition of, as I recall, it was related to the acquisition of rounds for automatic weapons for our police reserve unit and border patrol unit. And it was a fully transparent tendering process. There was an international tender process that had been put out. The formal government budget mechanism was utilised to acquire these rounds. It was a normal purchase. There were international advisors involved in the preparation of the budget for it the previous year. The budget had been approved by the Timorese Parliament in the annual budget law. The process was very transparent. It was advertised. There were a number of competitors in relation to it. The contract was won by a company which former Prime Minister Alkatiri's brother was a director. Now, it was a fully competitive bidding process. Nothing was done against the law, and yet the story that was run in The Australian was headlined, East Timor PM linked with gun deals. It really blew the whole thing out of proportion. Was trying to create this very sinister sort of environment. Now, it doesn't surprise me that less than a year later they began to talk about this gun deal and this gun distribution deal. And the Four Corners report, I think, will go down into Marie's history as one of the most as far as I'm concerned, one of the most divisive and intentionally malicious pieces of journalism, which in hindsight has turned out to be factually incorrect. They had a person for whom a warrant had been for his arrest has now been issued, as I understand it, by a judge who was a former sergeant in the Timorese Defence Forces who was dismissed as a result of money-related issues, money-related offences issues in his work, and that person has now, the one that they relied on as the basis of the allegations, and that person has now been unable to substantiate in court those allegations against Dr. Alkatiri. Dr. Alkatiri was investigated and he was dismissed. And yet at the time, the high sensationalism that the program aroused, including filming this alleged rebel who had made the allegation against Dr. Alkatiri and his group with weapons, you know, secret rendezvous and all these sort of things. I mean, these were very, very facetious. I believe they came here on a mission, and they were fed this story, and this story was devised and orchestrated, and it was subsequently, as we all know, was used by the former president as the basis to call on Dr. Al-Khatiri to resign. It was all a nice little piece of stage management that makes one all too suspicious, and I think it clearly showed that they had bought the line of a bias against Dr. Al-Khatiri.